Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What is a particular skill that translated into your next job from serving?
De-escalation.
Ooh,
good word.
And I think in serving, you have to learn a lot how to de-escalate certain situations
okay.
for the customer's experience. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Which you absolutely have to do in so many different jobs. I do it now in real estate. I did it in roofing. Mm-hmm. I do it now at the bar that I work at.
Okay.
If you can kind of curve somebody's attitude into something else, then it just saves the whole experience. Yeah.
Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. On today's episode, we discuss the things I learned from working in the service industry. From communication skills to problem solving. Here to join us on the show is Kayla Contrada, but first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend Danny DeVilla.
What's up, people?
Welcome, Kayla. Welcome.
Hi.
It's been a long time.
Been a long time.
Yes.
What's up, lady?
What's going on?
It's been a long time since we've seen each other, and even longer since we worked together.
Oh yeah,
it's been a long time, at least 10 years.
Well, we've seen you in 10 years, but
we've seen each other. Yeah, we haven't worked together
haven't
in
worked
10 years.
Together.
Yeah,
in a very long time.
It's been a long time.
And so, what we're going to talk about today is Kayla left the industry, went into the wild, wild world. And I want to know the skills that you've learned in the industry, if any, how that translate into the working world.
There's a lot.
There's
a lot.
And so if you enjoy our show at any point, give us a like. And if there's anything that you're interested in or have an objection about, let us know in the comments, or you can email me at The Modern Waiter Podcast.
Instagram is The Modern Waiter Podcast.
Yes. Yes.
Your email is themodernwaiter@gmail.com.
Thank you so much. Now, was where we worked together, was that your first restaurant job?
No.
Ooh.
That was my first higher-end restaurant job.
Okay. What was your
first? If you would call it high-end.
I think
it was
so.
On the outside.
Yeah, we had the facade going.
Oh yeah,
we did.
Yeah, we keep the lights at the right temperature is what we do.
That's true. What was your first foray into the restaurant business?
My first foray, hostess.
Hostess.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's your first job was a hostess job. How old were you?
15.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Oh, fresh faced.
I was right when I moved here.
Where was it? Do you mind telling us?
Aruba.
Oh, they got you first.
They got me first.
And what was your experience? Because that's a busy place.
It was a very busy place.
You probably ran like, what, 3-4 hostesses at a time?
Ran 3-4 hostesses. Had a crazy concept of how we kept track of people
the
with their tables. It was the balloons.
The balloons.
Okay. Yeah.
15 years old. And so I heard about you before I actually met you.
Right.
Because your family member worked there.
Yes.
And we were friends. I used to go there, but mm-hmm. I hadn't met you, although I've gone to...
You know Kayla and I went to college together, too? Remember
we
the
did.
Last guest we had?
Yeah.
That's back to back.
Back to
the
back.
The last guest you had went to college with you, too?
We both of us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Do I know them?
I don't know. You might. Yeah.
Ryan,
you know
Tammy.
Remember Tammy?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Of course I know Ryan.
Yeah.
He went to school with us.
Yeah.
How did I not know this?
And so we'll stick a pin in the hostess. What's your second foray into
Second foray was a small restaurant on a marina at Lighthouse Point.
Okay. And were you
server.
Server.
Illegally. So your place isn't open anymore. I can say that.
Under the table. 18 yet.
I wasn't 18 yet. Okay. Right.
Oh, so that was it? You just
you have to be 18 to serve alcohol.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they were only beer and wine. So, yeah. And it was like maybe 6 months before I was 18.
Okay. What was that like, broad stroke?
That was a different environment. It was breakfast.
Okay.
So that was testy.
And they threw you right into the fire.
Right into the fire. Yeah.
That's how they do that.
They poached me from Aruba. And they trained me. It was cool. I learned a lot from the older ladies that I worked with. And, okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
And how long were you there for?
I think 3 years.
Okay. So you turned 18 there then.
I turned 18
okay,
there. Yeah.
Okay. So you were only legal for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good amount of time.
Though. Yeah.
And so what have you taken out of that transition from hostess to serving? What was that like?
More responsibility, for sure. More time management.
Okay.
Higher stress. Breakfast sucks. You're running around. You are running around doing refills and everything. Literal pennies.
For pennies.
And I think they had like a breakfast special that was like $5.50.
You got a dollar tip. And
dollar turnover.
Yeah, but the pennies keep coming.
Yeah.
Listen, I was 18. I was out late the night before. I'm fighting off every hangover emotion I've ever had, and I'm making, you know, $25 on a breakfast shift. So it was hard.
That is hard.
Yeah.
What made you leave for the next restaurant?
I graduated college.
Okay.
I went on a couple of job interviews. Nothing was super promising. And then I came to the job where we all met each other.
Yeah.
Well.
All right. So now you went from hostess, you served breakfast. Now, were you daytime or nighttime when you first started?
Where we worked?
Yeah.
She was both.
Both, yeah.
Everybody worked both. Don't you remember?
I don't. It was a long time ago.
I think you had to work a lunch shift.
You had to work, even if you had all dinner, you had to work one lunch.
Okay.
Even you had one lunch.
I was pulling a couple doubles a week, so.
Oh, yeah. All right. And so, what was your training like?
You trained me. It was terrible.
You stop it right now.
He trained me too,
it was
actually.
Great.
And so, how did it go?
It went really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I barely remember.
It's only, obviously.
Only because I've trained. So at one people. Point, I trained everybody that came through the door.
So you should have just thought in your mind that you trained her. You should say, it should have been forced. Did I train you? And then
more importantly, did I hit on you?
Oh, yeah.
No, you were always super respectful. I think it was super intimidating coming into a place like that and having the background that I had. But everybody that we worked with was super welcoming, very helpful.
And what was your first challenge that you experienced there?
You know, I quit the first time I worked there because they had caviar. They finished everything with like fish eggs.
Okay.
And I was intimidated by it. And I was like, no, I can't work at a place like this. And I quit.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I came back like a year later.
Oh, my goodness. All my training. You're the reason why I don't train anymore. So how long did you last when?
The first time?
Yeah.
The first time? I don't think I made it out of the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I expoed.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll forget that happened.
Thanks.
And when you came back, how was that? What?
It was great. Obviously, I stuck there. I stuck there until I moved away.
Now, after you, when you moved away, did you go back into serving?
No.
When I
left there, I said, I'm all set for a while.
It's important to know that I remember the time when you left, and things were pretty jammy.
They were
really, really. Do you remember that time?
What, the transitional times?
No, when she left, the right around the time when she left, it was a challenging place to work.
It absolutely was.
It's always a challenging place to work.
It is, but I think this was like particularly challenging. It was everybody had like hit their threshold of what they were willing to deal with.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying.
And it was already dysfunctional, and this was just like level 10. Nobody cared anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It kind of ruined me for a little bit. So. It took 10 years for me to get back into
people.
The industry. It did.
It really did. It really did. Let us know, what is it that you did after directly? What was your very next job?
That you have in the family business?
No, I graduated with my fashion.
Yeah.
Fashion design. I met a client through the restaurant that we worked at. Mm-hmm. And I decided to get into like tailoring men's suits with him.
Okay.
It was super sketchy, like super fast on. It was really sketchy. And I'm pretty sure if I wasn't smart enough, I would have been like sold for trafficking.
Oh.
Yeah, it was wild. But I invested so much time and so much energy. So after that happened, I was like burning through my savings up there and got into my family's construction business and ended up doing roofing for a while.
All right. So
this takes a wild turn. It's my favorite bar trick. What do I do for a living?
Oh, yeah, you're not getting that. No one's doing roofing.
Nobody's guessing that. I can guarantee you.
Guarantee you. No one's picking that suitcase out.
No.
Now, the getting into the fashion thing, would you consider that to be the transition that you did to your next job? How long did you do that?
I did that for 3 months, maybe.
3 months? And then take us to the roofings. Like, what were your duties there? Were you...
Everything. I was, you know, oversaw all operations.
Okay.
Answered the phones, bookkeeping. I was on roofs. I felt like you couldn't do anything unless you learned it from the bottom up. And this is where the restaurant industry comes into that. You really can't...
Yeah, so, where did... What played into the transition?
I think when you are a busser and you're a dishwasher and you're an expo and you're a hostess and you're a server, I think all of those things, you kind of have a better understanding for how everything runs. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I was very adamant about in the roofing industry, like, no, I'm getting up on this roof. I'm lugging those bundles. I'm doing everything that these guys are doing because they're not going to respect me. Okay. These are, I mean, think about roofers. They're not like easygoing people.
No.
So you have to kind of prove yourself.
Absolutely.
And say, I'm out here with you. This is what I'm going to do. And I gained a lot of respect by that.
Okay. What is a particular skill that translated into your next job from serving?
De-escalation.
Ooh,
good word.
Okay. I think in serving, you have to learn a lot how to de-escalate certain situations
for
the customer's experience. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Which you absolutely have to do in so many different jobs. I do it now in real estate. I did it in roofing. Mm-hmm. I do it now at the bar that I work at.
Okay.
If you can kind of curve somebody's attitude into something else, then it just saves the whole experience. Yeah.
That is such a great point. I would not even think to put that into words, but...
That was a great word, wasn't it?
Yeah. and you kind of have to be in that space where you're willing to do that, and you've had enough experience to say, like, okay, I've seen this before.
Yeah.
I know how to turn this into something else.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. What was the first time that you had to de-escalate a situation in the roofing company?
Oh, God. I don't know that I can recall my first.
All right, well, just how about a good instance that you do remember where it definitely played?
A good instance. So I obviously run the business with my family, mm-hmm. and some people wear a lot of different hats. So sometimes people get ignored.
Mm.
And I think the biggest thing, again, from the restaurant industry is people want to feel acknowledged.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody walks in and you're slammed and you're running around, if you say, hi, I'll be right with you,
gotcha.
That changes it's their
huge.
Whole experience.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So if somebody calls up and they've had an issue and somebody hasn't gotten back to them in the roofing industry, you call them up and you say, hey, you know, we've been going X, Y, and Z, then they're happy that you acknowledge them. Give them a day, you're going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But people just want to know. Communication is key.
Gotcha.
Absolutely.
And I think that works in so many different walks of life.
Mm-hmm. That's so interesting, because I was more thinking about your communication with coworkers.
Well,
but
that's
your
a different
communication
story.
With your communication with
the customer
with the customer is even more important.
It's huge. Because, I mean, yeah, it's what keeps the business moving.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
And I feel like even in the real world, you know, with technology and anything, people have lost a lot of that customer service, and I think that's what's huge. I'm sure that's what, especially with a family business.
Absolutely.
It has to help.
It does all the time.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, because I've experienced going into a place and not being acknowledged.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you can see me. You don't have to get to me right away.
But it makes you as a customer feel like you got robbed of, like you don't even care about me. So why am I here?
Exactly. Exactly. Someone will take my money.
Yeah. Somebody else will. If you won't, somebody else will.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around.
Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara especially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
It's true.
That is interesting. Now tell us about communication with coworkers then.
Coworkers is different. I was the only female.
Okay.
So it was a lot of butting heads a lot of times.
You had to be a little harder on them?
Yep. A little bit. And they went harder on me. Nobody was nice to me. Like, I got broken in fast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But I think that you have to find that middle ground. You have to find that way of communicating with all different people. Like, these weren't people that I was used to. Oh, you've done this for 20 years. Let me walk in and tell you what to do. Yeah, so I had to learn my way around that. And
okay. That is very much like waiting tables, because you deal with so many different types of people.
You do. You have to reintroduce yourself to people throughout your shift. You're meeting 40, 50 people every shift you work. And
yeah. At bare minimum.
At a bare minimum, exactly.
And you have to communicate with them mm-hmm. differently.
Yeah.
You know, because these people may not have that sense of humor, and these people might
find
just
that out the hard way sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I try not to go that way without being invited in first.
You have to let them open the door.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Without a doubt. Especially, I work at a certain type of place, and people just lend themselves to being offended really easily.
I wouldn't fare well there.
You might, because you would be one of the only females that work there.
I'm good at this now.
We only have one female bartender, and the hostesses are...
When did this all happen?
It's been like that. We have zero female servers.
Well, no, you never had female servers.
But yeah.
You still have like a full female bartending staff and then...
And it's only one. Yeah. And she feels, she communicates just like you. She feels that, you know, I'm the only girl here.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, because Ashton left.
Mm-hmm.
And then we hired on Zach and we took on a couple guys from
floor. Serving.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Onto the
Are
bar.
You still at the same place?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's been a long time now.
Yeah. You know, and still I'm one of the juniors there as far
really?
As time in. Yeah, nobody leaves.
You know I train there too. This is going way back.
As a host?
As a host.
Okay.
Yep, they did paid training and I was going on a vacation, so I worked there, I got the paycheck, and I had money to spend on my vacation.
Yeah, tricks of the trade, baby.
Tricks of the trade.
That's what I'm talking about.
That. This is like high school days, yeah.
But it's just down the road from Aruba, so
mm-hmm.
yeah.
It's
made sense at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love that trick.
Good stuff.
Now, from roofing, what made you not do that anymore?
I still do it.
You still do it.
I still run the office.
You think you know a person.
You
it's the family business.
Listen, I'm full of she surprises. You haven't learned
She's
that yet.
She's family. We're just,
I am. I'm family.
It's like the mob. What are you talking about?
My goal was to make my soft exit. I wanted out. I wanted nothing to do with it anymore.
Okay.
It's hard. It's hard emotionally. It's hard physically. And I decided when I got into real estate, once that really takes off, I won't do it anymore.
Okay.
So that was my goal, was to this year be done.
Okay.
I did it with my dad and my brother. My brother passed away. I can't leave my dad.
Gotcha.
So I'm stuck. I am so stuck.
Now, sorry to hear about your brother. And so next is real estate. How do you enjoy that?
I love it.
Because that to me yeah. is like...
And I think that's really good for what we do.
It's
that's
a so great good. It's a great transition. Yeah. You learn how to deal with all the different personalities. Again, mm-hmm. de-escalation of a lot of different situations. I think a lot of times in the serving industry, like we used to say, you could be walking through a war with your eyes closed at this point, because some of the stuff we dealt with there was like, you never knew. It was like a bingo card every night. What's going to go wrong? Everything's going wrong and still something else is going wrong.
Yes.
And sometimes in deals in real estate, like things like that just happen. No deal is the same. Everything could fall apart and you have to figure out how to save it and how to make your clients still trust you. And,
yeah. Good stuff, man. That's... to me, that like the real estate is almost like a server graduation.
Yeah. You know? So I mean,
that's one of the best ways I've ever heard it said.
It is, you know, when you really want to transition out of the walking the tightrope of the clown show that we work in, like the circus, I should say.
It is a circus.
It's entertainment. you get all these different crowds into you every time. And then you're there to put on a show.
Make me a bike
clown.
You
put that face on and nobody cares. Like, for real. Make me a bicycle clown. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about your day.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares that it's Mother's Day and you haven't seen your family. You
haven't seen your mother.
Yeah. Right.
Check your feelings at the door. Like, that comes into so many different walks of life now, too. Like, you can't go into the restaurant industry and have a bad day. Nobody cares.
Yeah. They don't care.
No. Exactly. There's a trainer at my gym, and I overhear him talking to his clients, and he's always talking about himself. And his, like, I know more about his stuff, you know? Like, nobody cares, but he talks about
I don't even know you. Again.
Right. No. Just we all have our own problems. Yes. You're going to the gym to burn off steam. I don't want to hear about the shit you have going on.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm paying for this. And now... What is now your challenge? Because from what you're telling me now is that you are back in the service industry.
Right? I'm back.
Now, please, why? What the hell? You were out.
I was out. I was out for so long. My husband and I hang out at this tiny bar, and it's like this quaint little place. Everybody knows everybody.
Okay.
We had gone there forever. There's maybe... if I did the math, maybe 8 or 9 of us that work there. Okay. So it's a small environment.
Yeah.
Great place. And they said, we need help on Saturdays. So I was like, you know what? I'm here every Saturday anyway. Why not?
So you were one, 2 days a week, Matt?
Yeah. So I have a couple floating shifts. I work a Saturday shift. That's guaranteed. And then I have a floating Friday and a floating Sunday.
Okay.
Which has come to play in the last couple of years. So started off with a Saturday. Started off hanging out there all the time.
Yeah,
and then they were like, oh, come work here. So I always tell all of our regulars, be careful. You never know. But it's one of those places. Nobody leaves. So it is a great place, but I feel my age now. College bar. Like,
Okay. Yeah. Now I get it.
But there's also, I say it's a college bar. It's in a college town. So it's not just a lot of college kids that come in there. There could be,
still,
you know.
There's still the regulars, though.
There's great regulars. You know, fall, winter, we're like packed. So...
so your season's coming up?
Yeah, our She's season's coming up. Yeah. It's summer's rough. That's why I'm here this weekend.
Yeah, summer's rough for us too.
Yeah.
So that's interesting that your season, generally it's opposite, but since you're in
it
a
is,
college
but
town,
since I'm in the middle of a downtown city, everybody goes to the beach towns.
Okay.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is very different from here.
Mm-hmm.
The beach is 45 minutes away from where I live.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
So for context, we're talking Rhode Island?
We're talking Rhode Island.
Ah, I knew that.
Yeah. Good job.
Now, okay, that's... have you regretted it yet? Going back to the
There's days the I absolutely regret it. I miss my Saturdays. I miss... you know, my husband has Saturday, Sunday off.
Okay.
There's days I have showings, and then I go in. My shift is 3:30 to close, and we close at 2, and we're lucky if we get people out by 2:30. So, and it's only me and a bartender that close. So by the end of that, like, if you got your ass handed to you for last call, you're doing all the dishes, you're rolling the silverware, like, it's, you're closing everything down. You're probably, you know, having a drink and decompressing, and by the time you get home, it's 4 a.m. Yeah, you have showings on a Sunday morning at 10. It makes for a long day.
Yeah, you're, You're kind of... you're
She's all in.
Yeah, you
I got, think I'm too old for this, though. That's what I'm starting to question.
You might as well have gone out.
Yeah.
Like, basically, you went out, made money.
Didn't spend the money.
Didn't spend the money.
That's the key. I think that's what keeps me there, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's the hack right there.
Yeah.
She went out to where she was going to hang out anyways and made money.
And it's a great crowd, that's and it's true. Great people. Like, the people that hang around and close up with you, they're our friends, and...
yeah.
I'm sucked in.
Okay. Now, what is it that you missed about the industry that made you say, yeah, I could do this?
I think it's great meeting people. Mm-hmm. I think it's great putting yourself out there and, you know, meeting people from all over and just having those relationships. I think relationships that you build with your coworkers in the restaurant industry, too, are like, look, I still reach out to you guys every time I come back. It's been 10 years. So yeah.
You better.
Tell us about your vacation so far.
It's been great. Again, feeling my age. I forgot how much people drink here. Trying to keep up with that has
Fort
been...
Fort Lauderdale, man.
Oh, yeah.
How could you forget?
I'm feeling it. I remember quickly. but it's great. It's nice. We've done the tourist thing. We've gone to the beach and the pool. And
nice.
Yeah.
Speaking of feelings.
Look at this lovely tan she has, actually.
Yeah.
I'm going back. Great. After I leave here, I'm going back to the beach. This is my last tan. I got to get it in while I can. We have no more beach days in Rhode Island.
Speaking about feelings, did you get feels? Because you did tell me you went back to the old job. What was that like? Did it look familiar? Did it feel familiar?
It felt familiar because I worked with my friends. And I think that what I miss the most here is like what we had at the place that we worked at. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think you can replicate that with the crew that we had, mm-hmm. and the bonds that we had all built together.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm the only one that feels that way, but I feel like that was like one of the best jobs I'll ever have, just because I worked with my family. It was fun. It was dysfunctional. Mm-hmm. I learned so much from it.
100%.
Yeah, that's what got me back into it.
Mike and April are having a baby.
I can't believe that.
As we speak.
Right now?
As we speak.
Shut up.
Right now.
That's so exciting.
It might be here.
That is so exciting. She might be in the world now.
And I mentioned that because we talk about, you know, not being able to replicate that. And it's something that we've touched upon on this show. Mm-hmm. We have had so many good friends come out of this one place.
Yeah.
I'm talking, you didn't have to, like, I've been to your uncle's. We've hung out a lot. You know, you used to live down the street.
Yeah, I know.
He lives down the street. It's such a community that comes out of that place. Longtime friends.
Oh, yeah.
My ex-wife.
Friends become family.
Your ex. Yeah. Friends become family. Friends become lovers. Lovers become exes. It's a whole
and
wild
And the cycle ride. Just keeps going.
We wanted to do, and we have long wanted to do a show on the relationships in the service industry. Mm-hmm. And we wanted it from, we kind of touched upon it, Danny and I, we wanted to get a female's point of view. No one has filled the bill yet.
Nobody.
Really?
No one. Because it's really... Imagine this. It really touches upon some of the struggles that you have in a relationship. Like you said, your husband's off certain times and you're now working those certain times. Extrapolate that over years. Mm-hmm. That could be very challenging.
Right.
Or even, this person, your significant other is off on holidays and you have to work.
Right. Somebody works a 9-to-5 and you're working a 5-to-close.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to find that balance.
That's
yeah?
hard to find that balance. You're a beautiful girl. You're bartending. Guys hitting on you, but it's no big deal.
Listen,
that's how
my husband used to come to the bar. He still does come to the bar. But if somebody hits on me, it's like fair game. Not fair game. I shouldn't say it like that. But he doesn't get mad about it because he knows.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He laughs about it. Like, yeah. I'm going home to him. I could care less. Yeah. I'm going to make extra money right now if I just give this guy his beer, if I can walk away. So.
Okay. So, yes, that is true. Now, what happens if you guys all of a sudden start having issues? It wasn't a problem before, but it can be a problem when other things, you know, allow that to manifest.
And that's obviously, we've been together 20 years. Like, obviously, there's been issues. Mm-hmm. And I think that we both know, like, this Joe Schmo that's trying to hit on me right here isn't interfering with anything that we have going on. I think you have to have that trust.
Yeah.
And
you
have to
have
trust,
it's not gonna work
that confidence in your partner, absolutely. Too, to understand that.
I agree. But I've seen it the other
way.
Well,
I've seen it the other way a million times.
It's almost the
I think
easy
it depends
way out.
On the person, too. Yeah.
You guys have been together for a long time.
Almost 20 years.
Okay. Now, they're people who are already, they're like, imagine, bartenders who are already established mm-hmm. as as their, that's what they do.
Yeah.
In comes new guy who doesn't know how to handle that.
Yeah.
You see that happen all the time.
You see that happen all the time.
Yeah.
This guy's posted up at the bar. If like, I did a bartender, like, I would never go in
there. Ever. No.
I would never go, make your money.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yep.
Yes. You know, not because I'm jealous. I just don't
want
to mess your money up.
You don't
want to
see it. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to mess your money up.
You don't want them on your job. Think about it. No matter what you do, you need that space in your mind.
You need that space.
You do, absolutely.
It makes it easier for you to make your money. It makes it easier for you to just do what you have to do.
Yes.
Imagine, you know, let's say you work on a computer and then your girlfriend is sitting and you're working on the computer. You're going to be talking to your girl and you've already took away from the work itself.
There's a work you that I don't need to know.
Exactly.
I don't even care if you worked as an office person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't need to know that person.
But that's normally you don't go into your significant other's job.
Boom. Exactly.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is
so I think it's different in the restaurant. Right.
And you're not going, you know.
You're not going into the building. Yeah.
I'll meet you outside.
Normally you're getting fired for that type of behavior.
Exactly.
Only on TV they come in and go go pick up their significant others at their desk or whatever.
Yeah, some random craziness. Yeah. Like, who are you?
I might meet you at the Christmas party.
That's it. You don't know half the people they work with ever.
Even then, oh my gosh, one of the most miserable times was like Christmas party time, and I'm the plus. And so she worked in an office job, and I'm from this industry, and we treat co-workers a lot different.
Lot different.
So I'm like this, sitting on my hands going like, okay, be nice. Because in our industry, if you don't like somebody, you're letting them know.
You're letting them know.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't like your face.
I don't like you.
Yes. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
No, you killed it. We loved it. That was
this
awesome.
This was so fun.
See?
I'm glad we got to do this. Yeah.
We'll have to do it again.
You were worried.
Well, because, you know, drunk me sent that text and was like, I think this would be so fun. And then sober me was like, God, I hate being in the spotlight.
Well, you did great.
You did great.
We're truly grateful. If there's any transitions that you've experienced from the service industry to your regular roofing job, let us know. Reach out to me at the Modern Waiter Podcast on Instagram and themodernwaiter@gmail.com. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny Villains. Subscribe, people.
Kayla, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
Later. It's been a long
time coming. Talk to me. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you to BMR. Black Market Records, best music recorded. It's a double entendre.